Chairs No Waiting, episode number 255, Mayberry Days 2013 Trivia. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out what they've got over there. They got the 2014 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. If you, right now, they're running a sale. If you buy two, you'll get one free. So head over there and set for a spell and pick out something there at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting 256 is Kenneth Junkin. Ken Junkin, our Otis Campbell impersonator, he is the man when it comes to Mayberry Days trivia. And folks, that is what we're going to be visiting with you tonight. We're going to be going through the Mayberry Days trivia contest from 2013. I mean, it was a hard one. Hard one. We talked about it just a little bit last week, but we're going to talk about it even more this week. So I want you guys to jump in where you can and hang on. These are going to be hard questions. Now, I'm not going to leave a lot of time in between the questions, okay? I'm going to read the question, and I may read it twice, and then going to move on to the answer, because this is a podcast, which means you can pause. So I want to encourage you, if you want to take a minute and think about the questions, I want you to pause. Okay, so pause after the question, because I'm going to move along fairly quickly. Otherwise, it's just going to drag, because there's 21 questions we got to get through. And remember, the winner, Pat Bullins, she won by getting 14 questions right. So get you out a piece of paper and keep your score. And let's see how you do. And I'd love to hear from you at the end of the podcast. If you would write me at floyd@imayberry.com or call in if you'd like to at 888-684-8415 and let me know how you did. We'd love to hear from you. And you can also head over to the Facebook page or to the show notes on this episode and leave your score. Especially if you do good, even if you get one, you're doing pretty good. Because I think I said last week, I might have gotten one question if I'd have had an opportunity. But again, this is from the Mayberry Days. Now, Mayberry Days 2014 is already scheduled, so start making plans for that. But Otis, Ken Junkin, is the man who comes up with all these trivia contest questions. So we're going to head in here and look at Mayberry Days 2013, the Super Bowl of Mayberry Trivia. So let's get some music for the background here. There we go. Thanks to you to the VW Boys for providing music for the show. Let's head on over and do question number one. Remember, there's 21, so question one. Ben Sewell's Potato Farm is located on what road? Question one from Mayberry Days Trivia 2013. Ben Sewell's Potato Farm is located on what road? Now pause if you want to wait and think about this, because the answer is Ash Road. Ben Sewell's Potato Farm is located on Ash Road, and that's in episode number 17 of The Andy Griffith Show. It's called Alcohol and Old Lace. Question two. How many 12-year-old boys did Barney arrest for ringing doorbells one Halloween? Question two. How many 12-year-old boys did Barney arrest for ringing doorbells one Halloween? Do you know it? Pause if you want to think about it, because here comes the answer. How many 12-year-old boys did Barney arrest for ringing doorbells one Halloween? He arrested three. Now, that's from episode number 10, Stranger in Town, you know, where the fellas wanting to buy the gas station. Did you get one yet? Remember, our winner only got 14 right. 14 questions. Our second place only got 13. Dennis Bill, the king of Mayberry trivia. Question three. Name Sam Becker's wife. I should have gotten this one. This is the only one I would have gotten. Name Sam Becker's wife. Oh, I'm letting you think about it for a second. Sam Becker's wife's name is Lily. Her name's Lily. That's from episode 29, Quiet Sam. Remember they named their child after Andy? Sam Becker, farmer. Oh, you doing good, huh? This is the only one I should have gotten, and I didn't. All right. Question number four. What month did Barney move into the Mendelbright Park apartments? Wow. What month did Barney move into Mendelbright Park apartments? Mrs. Mendelbright. What month did he move in? Wow. If you knew this one, you're better than me. But the month was November. That's up in Barney's room, the episode. And it's episode number 104. So you can go and check it out. Make sure we're right, but we are. Ken Junkin, Otis Campbell, great job asking these questions. Number five, Barney orders Joe Waters to move his truck because it's parked illegally. What is the license plate number of Joe's truck? And people got this right. This is number five. Barney orders Joe Waters to move his truck because it's parked illegally. What is the license plate number of Joe's truck? Now, I know all of you are saying, I know this one. I know you are, for sure. Me, I had no clue. The answer is the license plate number of Joe's truck is UCB 368, and that's from episode number 54, Merchant of Mayberry. Wow, did you get that one? If you did, I take my hat off to you. If I had one on, I would take it off to you, because I sure didn't get it. Number six, who said, now if folks is crossing the country in covered wagons, that was really something, but if they get there in 4 hours, how can they appreciate it? That was a quote. So who said it? Who said, now if folks is crossing the country in covered wagons, that was really something. But if they get there in 4 hours, how can they appreciate it? Who said that? I'll tell you who said it. It was Mayor Pike in episode number 48, The Manicurist. Mayor Pike said that. I do not remember that at all. So go watch that episode, The Manicurist. I was distracted probably by Barbara Eden in that episode and did not hear Mayor Pike say this quote, but that's where it came from. Number seven, how you doing? Mark it down. Number seven, Opie is dreaming of winning several events in the Sheriff's Boys Day track meet. He was dreaming, remember that? What is the last event that Opie wins in his dream? This is number seven. Opie is dreaming of winning several events at the Sheriff's Boys Day track meet. What is the last event that Opie wins in his dream? Now remember, I remember the dream. I remember it. And Opie had so many ribbons on his shirt that he had to turn backwards so Andy could pin it to his back of his shirt. But what event did he just win? Well, I'll tell you. The event was the 10-mile run. And that was episode 51, A Medal for Opie. I remember the scene, but I sure didn't remember what he had won it for. Maybe you did. All right, so next up is number eight. Andy allows Barney to deputize three Mayberry citizens to add extra security during the Founders Day celebration. One of the deputies is Floyd. And as Andy inspects the three, he asks Floyd to swap hats with which deputy? I remember that scene. I love it. Nip it! Okay, I'm going to ask a question again. This is number eight. Andy allows Barney to deputize three Mayberry citizens to add extra security during the Founders Day celebration. One of those deputies is Floyd, and as Andy's inspecting the three deputies, he asks Floyd to swap hats with which deputy? All right, you got to know his name. Not just the tall one that's standing beside Floyd. That doesn't count. The answer is Art. Art's his name. And he was on Guest of Honor. That's episode number 53 of the Andy Griffith Show. How you doing? Like I said, I should have gotten one of these. I didn't remember this. I remember the guy, and I remember Floyd, his hat going around, nip it! But I didn't remember who it was because the hat was flopping around his head. All right, number nine. Let's move. Opie says his imaginary horse, Blackie, has what type of saddle? Opie says his imaginary horse, Blackie, has what type of saddle? I didn't remember this one at all, but the answer is, it's silver. He had a silver saddle. That's from episode 66, Mr. McBeavy. All right, folks, number 10. We're almost halfway. On number 10, the question is, what does Mayor Soner say Barney can do with his Andre Costananza marchers, or the symbols? What does Mayor Stoner say Barney can do with his Andre Costananza marchers, his symbols? Remember that one? What did Mayor Stoner say he could do with his symbols? He said he could wear them to work. That's in episode number 72, The Mayberry Band. The Mayberry Band. Well, you can wear them to work, he said. He didn't know they were symbols. All right, folks. Number 11. Madeline Grayson. Oh, this is a good one. Madeline Grayson sends Floyd a letter to let him know she will be driving from her Baltimore home to her Palm Beach home. Miss Grayson also says she will stop by Mayberry to meet Floyd. What day of the week does Miss Grayson say she will be leaving Baltimore? Whew, that's a long one, so let me read it again. Madeline Grayson sends Floyd a letter to let him know she'll be driving from her Baltimore home to her Palm Beach home. Miss Grayson also says she will stop in Mayberry to meet Floyd. What day of the week does Miss Grayson say she will be leaving Baltimore? Oh, my goodness. Everybody blame Ken Junkin for these hard questions, but they are awesome, and believe me, people got them right. What day of the week was it? It was Friday. And that's from episode number 71, Floyd the Gay Deceiver. Miss Grayson said she would be leaving Baltimore on Friday in her letter. All right, number 12. According to Warren, modern prisoners are not... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read again. According to Warren, modern prisons are not only to incarcerate, but they are to do what? Oh, I should have gotten this one, too. I probably got this one. According to Warren, modern prisons are not only to incarcerate, but they are also to do what? Modern prisons are not only to incarcerate, but they are to rehabilitate. I think I might have gotten this one. And that's from episode number 175, Otis the Artist, when he's making that cow mural. That's a good one. All right, number 13. We're getting close. What is the Mayberry code number for turning in a false alarm? Oh, Barney's always giving out those code numbers. I had no idea. What is the Mayberry code number for turning in a false alarm? Oh, that's a hard one. What's the code number for turning in a false alarm? The answer is a 785. 785. That's from episode number 106, Citizen's Arrest. All right, so did you get that one? Woo, that's a hard one. Number 14. We got 21 questions, guys. Number 14. Aunt B invites Roger Hanover, an old beau, to Mayberry for a visit. Roger enters the Taylor home carrying a large suitcase with several decals on it. One of these decals was a single large letter from the alphabet. What was the letter? I'll read it again. Roger Hanover, Aunt B's old beau, gets invited to Mayberry for a visit. Roger enters the Taylor home carrying a large suitcase with several decals on it. One of the decals has a single large letter from the alphabet. You got a 1 in 26 chance, folks. What is the letter? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what letter it was. It was the letter Y. Capital Y. That's from episode number 130, Aunt B's Romance. Wow. The capital Y was the letter that was on that decal. All right, next up, number 15. What is Helen Crump's house number? Oh, this one ought to be something we could get. If you knew it. What is Helen Crump's house number? Well, Miss Crump lives at 895. That's her house number. 895. That's in episode 163, Andy's Rival. Man, I hope you guys are getting these because I'm sure not. All right, next up, number 16. Here's another code. What is a Mayberry Code 317 violation? What is a Mayberry Code 317 violation? Or maybe it's 317. I don't remember which one he said. What is the Mayberry Code 317 or 317 violation? Well, the answer is occupancy of private property without permission. That's in episode 88. The Darlings Are Coming. Occupancy of a private property without permission. And I sure do remember that, but I didn't remember that code number. What number law do we violate now, Sheriff? 317. Occupancy of private property without permission. All right, number 17. We only got a few left. Andy receives a $1,000 check from Belmont Studios, Picture Studios, for the right to use his name in a movie. The Taylors decide to use the money for a trip to Hollywood. They employ Southern Bus Lines to get to the airport in Raleigh. What time is the bus scheduled to leave Mayberry? What time? Woo, let's read it again. Andy receives a $1,000 check from Belmont Picture Studios for the right to use his name in a movie. The Taylors decide to use the money for a trip to Hollywood. They employ Southern Bus Lines to get to the airport in Raleigh. What time is the bus scheduled to leave Mayberry? All right, pause it if you don't want to know the answer, because the answer is noon. 12 noon. That's in episode 166, Off to Hollywood. Oh, that's a good one. What time did it leave? Noon. Number 18. What does Andy say people will probably do when they get to the moon? What does Andy say people will probably do when they get to the moon? Huh. This is kind of interesting. Anybody know this one? I'll tell you what he said they'll do. They sit on the porch up there and stare down here. They're going to stare down here. So sit on the porch up there and stare down here. That's in episode 48, The Manicurist. All right. Next up, number 19. Now we're getting close. Only two more. One regular question and a bonus. So number 19, Aunt B gets a job at the newly established printing shop in Mayberry. Name the customer who comes into the shop to pick up a wedding invitations. Okay. Aunt B gets a job at the newly established printing shop in Mayberry. Name the customer who comes into the shop to pick up wedding invitations. Do you know? I'll tell you. This is who it was. It was Mr. Clark. That's episode number 171, Aunt B Takes a Job. Now, these are color, but you should know them. You're big Mayberry fans. You got to know them. All right, next up, number 20. This is our last regular question. All the questions up until the number 20 have been one-point questions. Okay, so number 20 is 1 point as well. So you should be marking yourself 1 point for each answer you got correct. Number 20. State police investigator Mr. Horton comes to Mayberry in search of Clarence Doc Malloy and his accomplice. As Mr. Horton enters the courthouse, Barney is reading a book. What is the title of the book Barney is reading? Oh, gosh. I'm just not good at trivia. State police investigator Mr. Horton comes to Mayberry in search of Clarence Doc Malloy and his accomplice. As Mr. Horton enters the courthouse, Barney is reading a book. What is the title of the book Barney is reading? The title of the book that Barney is reading is Penitentiary. Penitentiary. Penitentiary, and it's episode number 50, The Jailbreak. It's called Jailbreak. Okay? All right, folks, so mark all your answers down. If you've gotten any, however many you've gotten, mark them down and count them 1 point each, because number 21 is our bonus question, and you get 2 points for this one if you got it right. I'm not sure anybody did at the trivia contest, so let's see how we do. Number 21, our final question, worth 2 points. How much will it cost Opie to buy extra white tiles for his mosaic art kit? I don't even remember him needing a mosaic art kit. All right, the question is, how much will it cost Opie to buy extra white tiles for his mosaic art kit? Now remember, this is worth 2 points, so if you got it, give yourself 2 points. The answer is 20 cents, and that's from episode number 175, Otis the Artist, when he's making the cow mosaic. All right, folks, that's all of the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia. How did you do? Did you do good? I mean, this really was, how can you say this was not the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia? Certainly was. So, folks, how did you do? Mark it down. If you did good, come to Mayberry Days. You need to compete in this contest, because it is an incredibly hard contest. This year's winner, 14 right out of those 21. I think actually 14 out of the 20. I don't think anyone got 21. We don't believe anybody got that one right. So I want you to head over there and tell us how you did. You can call me. I'd like to hear from you about this. Now, let me defend Kenneth a little bit before I go into the final here. The Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia has to be this hard because we have had so many ties in the past. We have gone through 20 to 25 questions in the past, and they got every answer correct. So we've had to start working very hard, Kenneth has, to come up with questions that challenge the probably about 6 people that really have a chance to win this. There's about 6 or so that can really win. They come in first, second, third, fourth, fifth every year. The same 5-6 people. Now, we realize that this is a very hard trivia contest. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be going on a cruise in a couple of weeks, the Mayberry Cruise. And when I'm going on that Mayberry Cruise, I'm going to do a podcast episode of that week that is for normal people trivia. Yeah, I got 10 questions, and they're pretty easy. Well, no. They're not actually pretty easy. They're for normal people like you and me. And so we'll be going through those and doing a podcast coming up real soon of trivia questions for you and me. And, you know, not for the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia champions that we have. So we keep trying to come up with ways to have those trivia questions that would not be quite so hard, so everybody would enjoy themselves. Now, what I recommended last week, and I reiterate, if you want to get warmed up and ready to go, head over to the kids trivia contest, which is right before the Super Bowl of Mayberry trivia, and listen to those questions, because you'll be able to get some of them right. They're a little bit more normal. You know, they're still pretty hard, but they're a little bit more normal than these questions. So, folks, how did you do? Give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can let me know there. You can head over to the Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs and let us know there. how you did. You can comment on this episode because it'll be there'll be a post here on Facebook about this episode. So comment there. Or you can head over to twochairsnowaiting.com, find this episode, which is going to be number 256 of Two Chairs No Waiting, and leave comments there about how you did. And folks, it is hard, and I know it, but that's what it's all about. As Mayberry fans, we want it to be hard. It should mean something winning the Mayberry Days Trivia Contest. So folks, we'll see you guys next time. Hope you enjoyed it on Two Chairs No Waiting.